At about this time last year, the Rudd government was heading to climate change talks in Copenhagen amid great expectations of an international agreement. It didn't happen, and 12 months later, expectations are much lower as the United Nations climate talks in Cancun get underway. The climate change minister, Greg Combe, today revealed that he would head to Mexico next week with a 5% emissions reduction target. That's at least half what the Rudd government was considering last year, and it set the government on a collision course with the Greens as it tries to negotiate a carbon price. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
What a difference a year can make. Last December, Australia went to Copenhagen with an emissions trading scheme as its key environmental platform. The policy was dumped, and 12 months later, the Gillard-led government will head to the United Nations climate change talks in Mexico with much less.
Yes, there was a lot of anticipation going into Copenhagen. I think everyone is mindful of what can and can't be necessarily achieved in the next couple of weeks at Cancun.
The climate change minister, Greg Combe, will take low expectations to Mexico next week. He's not confident of a global agreement and so will only commit Australia to its minimum target of 5% by 2020.
It is very significant in an economy with the emissions intensity of the Australian economy.
Mr. Combe says a higher target of 10 to 15% will only happen if the world acts.
Those conditions have not yet been satisfied in the government's point of view, and therefore our 5% unconditional target is where we stand at the moment.
But the 5% is half of the target the Climate Change Department had recommended the government take to Copenhagen a year ago. Documents obtained by the Climate Institute reveal the government was armed with advice for cuts of 10 to 15%. But Mr. Combe says those targets were conditional and that documentation is now history.
Australia should be lifting its level of ambition on climate targets, not locking itself in to only a 5% cut in emissions by 2020.
The Greens will be vital to the government in the Senate from July next year as it moves to introduce a price on carbon. The Greens Senator Christine Milne says the 5% target is worthless.
This is especially so since we now discover that the government's own advice is that at Copenhagen we should have been going for a much more ambitious target, 10 or 15%, and subsequent to Copenhagen, the Chinese have done enough to warrant Australia moving to a 25% in a direct comparison. So time to lift our game.
It doesn't happen often, but on the emissions reduction target, the government has bipartisan support. The opposition thinks 5% is high enough.
The government and the opposition have a bipartisan approach on 5% targets on an unconditional basis, with the agreed range for international progress. The difference is about the means.
Greg Hunt is the opposition's climate change spokesman. The coalition's arguing for direct climate change action and doesn't support a price on carbon. That's despite the coalition frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull yesterday declaring that Tony Abbott is putting a price on carbon too. It's just that the taxpayer will bear the cost.
Our approach is direct action, and what's important here is that we've been very upfront.
And who pays for direct action?
We've been very upfront that in the first year it would be $300 million, the second year $500 million, the third $750 million and the fourth $1 billion. That would start on the 1st of July 2011.
So Malcolm Turnbull is right, isn't he, when he says that the coalition is putting a price on carbon. It's just that the taxpayer is paying for it.
I'll characterise it as direct action.
But do you agree with Malcolm Turnbull that it is putting a price on carbon?
My phrasing is very clear that we are creating an emissions reduction fund for direct action. Mm. That's our phrasing.
But you don't, well, that might be your phrasing, but you don't disagree with Mr Turnbull's comments yesterday.
Look, I'll say it again. We're creating a carbon buyback, and people can characterise it as they wish. I have no problem with that.
The Federal Opposition Environment Spokesman Greg Hunt ending Samantha Hawley's report.